Welcome to episode 295. When I started Coverville, I really did imagine a small town where cover songs reigned supreme. I pictured a diner where I could record the show, and at one point, I even thought about finding an audio file of a diner to put in the background between songs so it really would sound like I was in a diner. But anyway, I still picture Coverville as a real place, a place where there's nothing but music, no politics, no religion, and nothing to kill or die for, very much like the world that John Lennon described in his song Imagine. And it's with that background that I introduce a very special edition of Coverville. This show is solely dedicated to the troops serving overseas. It's not the place of the show for me to go into my own feelings on the war or on the current administration. There are other places and times and forums for that. So, with that in mind, let's get into the requests because we've got a lot of them. And they're all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is Sunday, February 18th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you an all request show dedicated to the troops serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's all requests. It's all thanks to you, the listener, and we've got a lot of requests coming up on the show, so let's go ahead and jump right into it. Our first request tonight comes from Mike. Mike writes, I'm a Canadian, and I would like to request a song in support of all the troops serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, both American and Canadian. It's dedicated to all those thinking about somebody back home that they worry about, although those loved ones are much more worried about them. It's a cover of Bob Dylan's Girl from the North Country by Tom Wilson and Bob Lanois. Yes, he is Daniel's brother. I live in the city they started their recording careers in, Hamilton, Ontario. Bob has a shack here where he records and produces. From the CD, The Shack Recordings, Volume 1. Let me know if you need help tracking it down. It's on iTunes in Canada. Thanks for the great shows and producing a show to support the guys and gals serving their respective countries, Mike. Well, here you go, Mike. Here is Tom Wilson and Bob Lanois with Girl from the North Country.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the wind hits heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down. It curves and flows down her dress. See for me that her hair's hanging low. That's the way I remember her best. If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and the summers end, please see for me that she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the wind is heavy remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. True love of mine, a true love of mine, a true love of
Hey, Brian, this is Justin in Savannah, Georgia, and I have a request and a dedication for a friend of mine who's over in Iraq right now. Lieutenant Colonel John Church, he's in Ramadi, Iraq, with the Marine Corps 4th Civil Affairs Group. John Lennon's Beautiful Boy, redone by Feeder. John had a son a couple of months ago, and unfortunately he's been in Iraq the whole time and has not been able to see him. I know this is a fairly common occurrence for all the people over there, especially those who have been extended, and I know that sucks. So just wanted to send this song out to those guys, and John, when you get to Savannah, first 100 Guinness are on me. Thanks.
With their cover of Beautiful Boy. I get that from the John Lennon covered CD that came with Q Magazine, although I know that's available in other places. That's going out to Justin in Savannah with a very, very heartfelt call-in request. Thank you very much for that, Justin. Justin actually was responsible for there being a show tonight dedicated to the men and women serving overseas. He sent me an email suggesting that I put together such a show, and I thought it was a fantastic idea. So, Justin, thank you very much to you for your idea and for helping me put this together. Before that, you heard K.D. Lang with A Case of You from her album Hymns of the 49th Parallel. Let me let you know, that's going out to John in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That was requested, really, by John in Halifax, Nova Scotia. His email says, I would like to send out a song to the 2,500 Canadian troops serving in Afghanistan. If you could play K.D. Lang's version of A Case of You, originally by Joni Mitchell, I would really appreciate it. It's on K.D.'s terrific cover album, Hymns of the 49th Parallel. Thanks, John in Halifax, Nova Scotia. All right. And then we start off the set with Tom Wilson and Bob Lanois from the Shack Recordings with Bob Dylan's Girl from the North Country. continuing on with our next set. You know, I've got to break tradition here a little bit and play a song that's not truly a cover. It's performed by the original artist with a little help from another artist. Here's the email that predicated it. Dear Brian, one of my closest friends, a Marine infantry officer, left this weekend for his second tour in Iraq. He is scheduled to be back in August in time for his 32nd birthday. I'd like to request Folsom Prison Blues, as performed by Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash on VH1 Storytellers, dedicated to Captain Donnie Hasseltine and his men of Fox Company, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. Regards, Guillaume. Absolutely, Guillaume. Here is Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson with Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Play with it.
I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me.
Pick it one more time, Willie. One more chance.
From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You, John, but I had a lot of fun.
I had a ball. I had a ball. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good time. Thank you.
Got no time for the corner boys down the street and making all that noise. Don't want no horse on 8th Avenue, 'cause tonight I'm gonna be with you. Tonight I'm gonna take that ride across the river to the
Jersey side. Take my baby to the carnival. Well, I'll take you on all the rides down the shore. Everything's alright. You're with your baby on Saturday night. Don't you know all my dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you. Sing sha-la-la. Everything. I know someday that you'll wear my ring down the shore. Everything's alright. You with your baby on Saturday night. You know all my dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you.
It's Oblivion from eblowtheweblog.com, and I just want to say the idea of doing a Coverville for the ladies and gentlemen serving in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else, I think it's a great idea. I wish I could come up with a good cover song for you to play. I don't really have one. I don't know if anybody ever covered the little snippet, Bring the Boys Back Home, from Pink Floyd's The Wall, but that's kind of my thought. Just bring them home. When we can. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the men and women serving us, serving our country, keeping us free. I know there's politics involved, but politics, schmolistic, it's like I can't talk. We got to support the troops. Two of my cousins just got back safely, I might add, from Iraq, so I'm very glad for that. And hope everyone there can get home, see their families soon. So, thanks, guys. And great idea, Brian. Even if you don't use this comment, I think it's a wonderful idea. All right. Bye.
Bring the boys back home. Bring the boys back home. Don't leave children on their own. No, no.
Luther, Right and the Wrongs from the Pink Floyd The Wall entire album cover called Rebuild the Wall. That is Bring the Boys Back Home. Yes, a little humorous, but certainly the sentiment is there. Thank you, Oblivion, for the recommendation. You got to know that, you know, if you throw down the gauntlet for me to find a cover of Pink Floyd's Bring the Boys Back Home, I'm going to do my best to find one. Before that, you heard Jersey Girl by Holly Cole. That comes to us as a recommendation by Jason. Jason writes, I have a request for the troops, not for anyone in particular, just wanted to add my suggestion to the list if there's still room. I really love Holly Cole's album of Tom Waits covers and think that Jersey Girl might bring a smile to someone overseas. Thanks, Jason. And then before that, you heard Folsom Prison Blues going out to Guillaume, performed there by Johnny Cash, the original artist, of course, and Willie Nelson from the VH1 Storytellers album. All right, let's continue on with another set here. This one begins with a Sinead O'Connor track. Ian writes, I would like to hear the song Throw Down Your Arms on Sinead O'Connor's Throw Down Your Arms album. Anywho, thanks for doing such a cool show. I look forward to it and love hearing the stuff I know, but by someone else. It's great. Cheers, Ian. Here you go, Ian. Here's Sinead O'Connor with her cover of the Burning Spear classic, Throw Down Your Arms.
Do I? papa that wouldn't give him no clothes. Asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Boy, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down, Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the Highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yes, you're right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then his second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Type of thing before, but yes, I believe it can be very easily done. Just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it out on Highway 61.
Johnny Winter, brother of Edgar Winter there, with his cover of Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited. That was a suggestion by Jerry O'Hara, who wanted to dedicate that out to the troops. You can find that on The Best of Johnny Winter, which came out a few years ago, back in 2002. Before that, you heard Sinead O'Connor, Throw Down Your Arms. That was a request by Ian, and that comes from an album of the same name, and it's a cover of the song by Burning Spear. All right, another set, one more set here, which we'll start off with another rockin' cover. The so-called Austin Mayer, that's his byline, says, if it's not too late, I would like to dedicate Soundgarden's cover of Black Sabbath's Into the Void to all the servicemen and women from the land of Lincoln. Absolutely. Here it is. Here's Soundgarden with Into the Void.
Thank you. Brian. This is longtime listener Drew calling from Cleveland, Ohio, home of rock and roll. And I wanted to make a suggestion for your show for the troops. I don't know if you're playing covers only, but if you're playing any non-cover material, I would request the Gulf War song performed by Moxie Fruvis. I don't know what album it's on. It may have been a B-side or something, because I'm not sure where it came from, but it's a really amazing a cappella piece that they wrote actually for the first Gulf War back in the early 90s, but I think it still fits, and it's a great and I think appropriate tune. Keep the awesome, awesome shows coming, and take care. Thanks a lot.
We got a call to write a song about the war in the Gulf, but we shouldn't hurt anyone's feelings. So we tried, then gave up, 'cause there was no such song. But the trying was very revealing. What makes a person so poisonous righteous that they think less of anyone who just disagrees? She's just a pacifist, he's just a patriot. If I said you were crazy, would you have to fight me? Fighters for liberty, fighters for power, fighters for longer turns in the shower. Don't tell me I can't fight, 'cause I'll punch out your lights. And history seems to agree that I would fight you for me. So we read and we watched all the specially selected news, and we learned so much more about the good guys. Won't you stand by the flag, was the question unasked. Won't you join in and fight with the Allies? What could we say? We're only 25 years old, with 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold. This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable. We'd like to play hockey, have kids and grow old. Fighters for Texaco, fighters for power, fighters for longer turns in the shower. Don't tell me I can't fight, 'cause I'll punch out your lights. And history seems to agree that I would fight you for me. That us would fight them for we. He's just a peacenik and she's just a war hawk. That's where the beach was, that's where the sea. What could we say? We're only 25 years old, and history seems to agree that I would fight you for me. That us would fight them for we. Is that how it always will be?
That's Moxie Fruvis with the Gulf War song going out to Drew in Cleveland, Ohio. Before that, you heard Into the Void by Soundgarden. You'll find that on their Jesus Christ Pose EP. And that is going out to the so-called Austin Mayer. Thanks for listening to the special edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, please do it. You can reach me at coverville@gmail.com via your email. If you prefer the phone, if you want to call and request like you heard some of the other ones in this show, 206-222-COVER. Or if you want to post a message on the weblogs or on the forums, you can find those at coverville.com. Thank you to you, the listener, for your suggestions and your listenership to the show. And also thank you to the men and women of our armed forces and of the Canadian Armed Forces and all the armed forces, basically, that are out there fighting for our freedoms here in Iraq and Afghanistan. Thank you, and let's get you guys home as quickly as possible. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com, CacheFly.